Hey everyone, welcome to episode 41 of the Talk on the Rocks podcast. I'm here with my co-host Jack. How's it going, buddy?
I am fantastic.
You're feeling good? I see you got a little drink going on the rocks there. What are you drinking today?
This is rye, and then there is club soda.
That's delicious. I've got just a classic RNC going today. We don't have a presenting sponsor today, so we're just drinking our own tasty beverages on the rocks. So what's new? Anything new in the world of Jack Luker?
Yes, tons of stuff. I had a weekend where I watched events. I ate. I read.
Did you sleep?
Yes. Oh, dude, I can't sleep for the life of me anymore, though. It's fucked.
Why is that? You always had weird sleep schedules. You have to admit it, yeah. Though, like through university. Mm-hmm. But it's back.
It's back. It's hunting me down. I'm trying everything. I don't know what remedies to do. I downloaded the Calm app, realized you had to pay for 90% of that. And then I listened to one Matthew McConaughey told me a story. And it was just like, how do anyone sleep to this? It's brutal. The rest is just like raindrops. Maybe it was a free one, or if like you can fucking.
I feel like you can get that off Spotify, can't you? If you really wanted to.
I mean, maybe I've tried everything in the book now. I'm on to. I can't keep taking.
Isn't LeBron time pills? Am I wrong? LeBron.
Is it LeBron? I think LeBron might have some. I don't want LeBron reading me a bedtime story though.
Speaking of Spotify, you want to get right into our first rundown topic today? Spotify Wrapped. I think it's one of the most exciting times of the year, almost better than New Year's or Christmas. You get to see what you've been listening to for the last, I guess it is technically 11 months. I don't know how they do it, but they drop it December 1st, it seems like. And you get to figure out kind of what your best shows are that you watched and kind of what your guilty pleasures were, I guess, because you see a couple weird songs on there as well. You want to hop right into kind of what your results were. I know me and you probably have completely different results, so it'll be a good contrast. Did you take some screenshots that stuck out to you? Do you want to maybe start with our top song? What was your top song?
Yeah. So mine was Caribbean Queen by Billy Ocean.
Is that a big song? Is that a massive song? I've never heard of it personally.
Be. I think it's got a couple million streams. So Billy Ocean was a big guy in the 70s and 80s-ish.
Okay.
Period. He was big around then. This was like one of the bigger chart-topping songs, I think, of that generation. I love it, man. It's on the shower playlist, so I think that's what beefed it up. I was
going to say, why is it so high? Like, there's always a reason.
It's like the first song in the shower playlist, and I don't shuffle. So
and you shower at least like once a week or so, so that's at least 52 plays.
Around that, no, I'm a cleanly person, so I shower every day, and I listen to it every day now, I guess. It's also going to be my karaoke song, I think. It's just an absolute hit.
And they'll have it, eh? Is it like upbeat or is it chill? Or?
No, it's very upbeat, very funky, very
get you pop. Singing in the showers? You're already ready for karaoke?
I already belted it out, every day. I don't even need the machine. I'm like, turn the screen off. It's blinding me. It's blinding me. Just give me the mic.
I've got a Blue Rodeo song on it, another older band. Hasn't Hit Me Yet was a big song for me. I actually put it into our playlist for Album Club earlier. I guess that was probably April, May. And then just listen to it all. I can listen to that song all the time. Pretty chill to listen to during work. And then especially on the golf course, which was every Saturday, it would play at least two or three times, depending on how diligent I was being with the music and how many pints I'd had that day on the course. So just a great classic song. I've heard Blue Rodeo, although I won't say I'm a massive Blue Rodeo fan. Like, I only know a handful of their songs, but I've heard they're unreal in concert, my uncle said. So apparently if you get a bunch of your family together and go to a Blue Rodeo concert, you're probably gonna have a good time.
I've never listened to a Blue Rodeo song other than that one.
It doesn't surprise me.
So there you go.
Yeah. We're even on not listening to each other's favorite songs. What else rounded out your top five? You got a good mixture in there, or are you pretty similar with your genres?
So for songs, so number two was coming in at Black Magic Woman, Santana. Great cover. Very guitar-esque beat. Very powerful through that. Good ballad. Then I've tried Jesus. Good soulful, I would say, kind of Midwestern-esque hip-hop song.
Okay.
Man-Eater.
Is that like, is that like the song that I know? Or is that a different
song? Yeah, oh, yeah. You'll know this. Yeah, you'll know that one. That's a good one. That's just a classic.
Like,
that's
number two on the shower. I saw your list when you shared it, and I was like, I think I know this song, but I don't want to embarrass myself and say that I know what it is, but I guess I do. So,
yeah, so the top five essentially just goes down the list of the shower playlist. So five is then Weed Man, Channel Trey. That's a very popular. I'm pretty sure that just came out this year too.
Popular album club artist.
Oh, love him. Love him to death. Very soulful. Very funky. Very G funk. Love it.
Funk. Is that groovy funk or is that?
It's like old school, kind of like Snoop Dogg, like Southern, like California esque hip hop.
Is that five? You run through the five?
That is five.
I don't know what I think about my top five. Definitely wouldn't say they're my favorite songs, that's for sure. But I guess they got a lot of listens. So I think, as well, a problem I had was at the beginning of quarantine, I think like everyone, like for me, I was just kind of on pause. And I had this one playlist with like five 10 songs. And I would always go on walks. So it would just end up, this playlist would always come on. So like,
I was the same way.
I think three of these songs were on that playlist. And I don't think it's, I think it's correlation that they were to my top. So the second one, Life is Good, Future and Drake. I actually did like that song when life was really, really good. Not that it's not good anymore, but it's not quite as good as when it first came out. That was a heater. And I, when we were still going out downtown, that was a really good, really good hype song. On the complete opposite, sticking here with Drake, Chicago Freestyle. I really like that song regardless. I'm okay with it being in my top five. Kind of completely opposite on the spectrum of my second ranked song. But it had those two. So two Drake in the top three, not surprising. Pretty on brand. And my next one I was kind of disappointed with. It was Heartless, Diplo and Morgan Wallen, kind of a radio song. I did like the song, I'll admit it. It's a bit funky, not traditional country, kind of a mix of country and pop. I did like that song. I didn't think I wouldn't say ever that it would be in my top five songs of the year, but I guess it came in there on streams. And then number five, which I think should be maybe number two, is Alaska by Maggie Rogers. When we first started Album Club, we started that. One of my first albums I put in, my second, I think actually, was just a short EP by her, maybe four songs. I think it was five. There was like at least three or four good songs on there that I consistently listened to and really liked. So Alaska by Maggie Rogers, one of my favorite songs for the year, and I'm glad it was on that top five.
I really like that song as well. Good pick. Good and listen. It's
funny, I saw one Maggie Rogers song that I liked on a newer album, but I'm like, this album's massive. I don't want to put it on there. So I started looking at her old stuff, and it actually had some of the songs that are on her new album. So it actually worked pretty well, and it was only a five pieces. So really like that. Really like that album. I'm actually glad it's in my top five.
Solid top five, man. That sums up. Exactly. I think both of these are very telling. It's almost like these are our most played songs.
I know. I'd be curious to see. I don't know. Maybe you can find exact numbers, but I would love to see like a top 50 list with exact stream numbers. Is that?
I think you can. Yeah, I think you actually can find that very easily.
I tried to. I didn't try very hard. Because I already had my list. I'm like, why do I really need to know exactly how many times I streamed it? It almost is like sad to see how many songs times you played one song, especially if it's like a shitty song.
Yeah.
Did you have any of those like you listened to before they hit 50K streams or something like that? Like you were. Did you get any of those songs?
Yeah, I did. I don't know what it is.
Oh, really?
It's called Needed. Doesn't tell you who it's by. It doesn't link you to the song. And I was played the first 15 seconds of it. And I was like, this is actually pretty good. I can see why I did listen to this. But I tried to find it on Spotify. I can't find it. I have no idea where it is. So it's just gone.
Mine was Reckless. I think it's by Kotis or something. Kotis? I don't know. I don't listen to him a lot, but I like this song. It was on my playlist. I didn't know it was actually a new song. It just is kind of like a poppy type song. I actually like it, but I guess I'm a day one fan. 50k streams. But like,
I wish I knew mine.
Couldn't you just listen to it right when it came out? Like, couldn't you be like the first 50k in like a Drake song, and it just so happened you like popped it on right away? Yeah. But anyways, I don't think that's what it's meant. Who was your top artist? I think it's probably Kanye, right?
Yeah, 100%. It's been that way for like fucking ever since I had Spotify and they started doing these raps. I don't think he's... I'm waiting for the day he gets taken off as number one. He's on an absolute heater right now. He's on a fucking 8-year streak right now with me.
Golden State.
I don't know who will beat him.
Who else is up there in your top five for artists? You said Kanye at the top. You got a big mix there, or is it?
No, I don't at all. It's sad. Yeah. I wish it was a bigger. It goes Kanye, then Travis Scott, which I didn't think I even listened to him that much. Jay-Z.
Maybe, I don't know.
It must. Yeah, maybe. Jay-Z. I thought Jay-Z would have been two. I thought he would be number one since they put him on Spotify. And I was like, I'm just going to abuse his discography. Yeah, yeah. Then Drake, four. So we have some correlation. And then Gambino, five.
Nice. That's pretty standard. What you'd expect, but still.
That's next. Yeah, I expected at least three of those. I'd say two. I didn't think they would be up there that much. But
I'm actually like, mine is, it just shows that I don't really have a preference for a type of music, because I would, or I, you could correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think all of my artists are from a different genre. So I have Drake one, Sam Hunt two, Kygo three, Arkells four, and Khalid five. So like, I have a rap, I have a country, I have kind of a smooth EDM, and then I have a indie band, and then I have like an R&B, I would say, which is a pretty good mix. I'm surprised.
That's solid, man.
I'm surprised Khalid stayed on there actually, because he hasn't really dropped anything new. I went to his concert, but that was late 2019.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know why. I guess he's just on so many songs, and I have so many songs saved of him that I'm still listening to him a lot. But I was surprised he stuck on there just because he hasn't dropped anything new.
Yeah, man, that makes sense. He's featured on everything, it seems. He had that one streak where he was on like everyone's song.
Oh yeah, it was when we were in university, right? Like back when, I would say it was 2018. Yeah, I remember just texting you, and I'm like, oh my god, this is getting a bit much, because we, not to like say we found him at the beginning, but I remember when Location first dropped, we made a playlist of two of us. And we put a new song in every day, right? And these were like random songs. Like, we weren't putting in like a Drake song.
No.
Or like a Kanye song. These were like, we were looking at the new hits or whatever it's called. Was it new hits or what's that? Whatever that recommended for the day type.
Yeah, like the release radar, and then like, I think like pick of the day or something like that.
Yeah. So we put, one of us put that song in right from the start. And it was a banger. That's,
oh, it was sick.
That album.
Great beat.
He was huge on his first album anyway, so it's hard to say, like, oh, you jumped out on the gun at first, because he was big.
He blew up quick.
Right when he started, yeah, for sure. I don't know. The only band that was not on there, which was another, my first album club album, was Camp. I listened to a shit ton of them, like, so much. But the problem was, I really only listened to one album. It's called Camp as well, like Camp by Camp. So I think this year I'll definitely get into some of their older music, and maybe they'll be higher this year. But yeah, I was a bit surprised when they weren't on there, because like we started Album Club, what, 8 months ago at least?
Yeah, right at the beginning of all this stuff.
Yeah, so that's a good portion of the year. I thought they'd be on there, but I guess not. Huh. Anyways, any other surprises that you had?
I thought I had more minutes. I'm down. My minutes were way over last year. But I guess I just haven't been much musically. I mean, I'm still at 55,000 minutes. That's still a lot.
Quite a few minutes still, but yeah.
That's still a lot, but I'm down from like my last year. And like,
well, I listen to music when you commute. Shows. You listen to podcasts when you commute. We're not doing any commuting right now, really. Yeah. So I can kind of see,
I've just been watching
it.
More media. Like, I've been consuming more movies and more television series.
Videos. Like, I'm watching podcasts on YouTube. And watching them, actually seeing their face, it's kind of nice. I got TV in my room now. I just throw up on a podcast or something like that. And it's not like it's anything special to see their face, but it kind of makes it a bit more real when you see their reactions and stuff. It is a nicer view. And I guess that's why Spotify is kind of going with their their video podcasts on their app now. Makes sense, but yeah. So that's
I agree with that one.
That's Spotify Wrapped. I don't know how much more we want to talk about it. I think that was a good go and recap. I'm happy with mine. I'm curious how it'll change every year, but I think it's always a pretty good representation of who I am as a music listener. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. No, it is kind of cool. It's always like it reminds me of that Social Dilemma movie where it's like you have a profile just based off internet searches. So I think it's kind of cool. You can pretty much build people's profiles just through this. Like you can understand everyone through their Spotify Wrapped. It's pretty cool. It's pretty funny, though. I love the stats.
It's such a good marketing thing for them, though. Everyone's putting on their story. Everyone. Mm-hmm. Everyone's got that direct link going, and then that just makes more people go check it themselves. So definitely a good play for them. Another big thing all over the internet last weekend was the big boxing match. I know you're a big boxing guy. I know you're kind of a traditionalist, but I think you also like this kind of new wave celebrity fights. Let's start off with a description of kind of what happened that weekend and how, do you know how it all came about? Because I'll admit, I didn't look into the boxing. I didn't watch it. I followed it a bit on social media, a bit of the beef and stuff, but I know you're the boxing guy and you're going to give me a good rundown on the podcast anyway. So let me know what happened.
Yeah, basically it stems with a Mike Tyson workout video gets leaked. I don't know if it got leaked, probably put out promotionally. And it just blew up. Everyone was like, this is sick. You look good. You could beat people up. He goes, yeah, I might be able to. I think because he kind of wants to change the public image of himself. He's done that through his podcast and such. I'm talking about Mike Tyson, of course.
Yeah.
Wants to change the public image. So I think this was kind of he's kind of gone this more humanitarian route. He's very humble now. He's very respectful. He hates his past self.
Yeah.
He's very adamant when people say, oh, we thought we were going to say the old Tyson. He goes, that old Tyson's dead. He always says that now. So it's in a way that's even scarier. He's always making himself even scarier somehow. But I think, and then, so the man he fought, Roy Jones Jr., was considered by a lot of people as the greatest of his era. So I consider him the best. He was
after or before Tyson?
He's around the same time, just a smaller weight class. They were supposed to fight when they were 30, mid-30s, but that was when Tyson spun off, had the legal troubles. He wasn't the same anymore. So, like, it just kind of fizzled out. Like, and Roy Jones at the time was still dominating. He was still doing really well. And up until, I think, 2 years ago was his last actual pro fight. So Roy Jones has been fighting since he was 49. I think he was 51 when he walked in. So that's how that stemmed. And this was just kind of like they're both old. They both are in shape somewhat. They're both relatively experienced, so why not just throw them in? And it was supposed to happen before, so why not just drum up that marketing scheme again? So I guess that's what they did. I don't know how the fucking Jake Paul and Nate Robinson thing started.
Well, like, was it on the same card, or did it just...
Yeah, yeah, it was the co-main event.
Okay. And, like...
So, yeah. That's I don't crazy. Understand how that... I'm assuming... I know the brothers fought before.
Yeah. And KSI and all them?
Yeah. They fought that, and I think Jake was the one that did actually well. He's the only one that's won. Because I think the brother lost, Logan. So he's probably done, I guess. You can fact check that one. I think he did lose. Now they're calling him flop. It's a mess now. Okay, but to get back on track. So I guess that just drums up. I think how it started. I tried to do a little reading, and I think how it started was Nate said he was a bitch or something. Drummed up some fakes thing to get people interested. I don't think they hate each other. I think it was just a way. I think it was just a believable guy for Jake to fight. I think it made sense. It shouldn't have happened, in my opinion. They should have worn headgear at the least, because that was scheduled as a pro fight for some reason. So that went on a record. Nate looked terrible. Apparently he only trained for 6 months, didn't spar at all, should not have gone in there at all. If he has friends, they should not be his friends. But I don't know how it really started, though. I don't know the beef.
I mean, it doesn't. The details don't matter anyways. Yeah, everyone knows matter. Why it started, and it's because it was going to get them views and money. So that's really why, but...
know is how it ended. Oh, yeah. My God.
Just absolutely knocked. So this is Nate Robinson. He's former NBA player. Former NBA player, and he's fighting like Jake Paul, right? And he's the He is the most famous of the Paul brothers. Logan Paul's more famous. Or are they equally as famous now?
Yeah, I'll say equally now. I'll say Jake's more now. It's weird that people are talking about this. Like, this was on like TSN. This was on Sportsnet. This was on. They talked about this on.
There's
Shannon
not much to talk
Skip.
About right now. That's the problem.
Shannon had to talk about this. That's the weirdest thing. Hearing Skip Bayless say Jake Paul is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. Same with Stephen A.
They're probably all over the Tyson fight, right? So
they were
like,
all over for that.
There's another fight too.
And I think because this was such a highlight reel. Like, Nate went in there and just swung Jake Paul. I don't know how long he's been training. I think it's been a couple of years. He didn't look bad. And he looked big. Like, he looked athletic. He looked like he could move. He looked like he was jabbing like a professional would. Like, he has tendencies. He still has a lot of holes, glaring holes. I think if he went in there against the top guy right now, he would get destroyed. But of course,
he's calling out McGregor now.
He would get destroyed by him. I think he called it Floyd too. He would get destroyed by him. I don't know. I guess just make the money.
If you were Jake Paul, would you fight Evander Kane?
No.
I just don't think he's a big enough name. Like, an NHL, at least get an NBA player. NBA players have a lot more clout than NHL players or a football player, like anything.
I don't think any athlete should just.
I saw a clip and
this is going to happen every time.
Who is this guy? They're like, I don't even know who Evander Kane is. I don't know what the Sharks are, which is so true. He's such a bigger name. Why would he ever even? You got to get somebody who has a name. But Nate Robinson doesn't really have a name.
I think they just did that because he has somewhat of a social media following.
Yeah,
kinda.
He had that show, right?
Yeah, he had the show. He's a polarizing guy. Like, I mean, he was the dunk contest winner three times.
Oh, he's no doubt bigger than Evander Kane, but I just thought maybe he could have found someone else that's a bit more famous. But I mean, 4 million followers.
I wouldn't do it against Evander because I'm pretty sure Evander could hold his own.
His dad was a pro boxer, I think.
I read into it. Yeah, he's named after Holyfield.
Yep.
I mean, that's got to tell you something. So he's grown up around it, and he fights in hockey. I mean, that's not the same correlation at all. It's like, it's the same as winning like a street fight and being like, I could probably fight. It's not. Like, the 9 times out of 10, that's what's going to happen if an athlete goes in there against this kid. Like, he takes it seriously, and he trains, and he knows what he's doing. I mean, he has actual tendencies of a real fighter. I mean, it's not that.
Well, this is the problem, too.
People just don't want to give him that credit. But
Evander's not that old. Yeah. Like, he's still got to play hockey, right? It's not like he can sit down and train for upwards of 6
Oh, yeah, he's getting out of there. 12 months. He'll put up a better fight than Nate.
Yeah.
Because Nate was too small in there, too, man. It looked bad. It didn't look good. That he shouldn't have been in there. Like, that's not going to – that didn't help anyone. Except Jake. I think this is actually really good for the celebrity fight because that is something that's really intriguing to me. The whole celebrity kind of fight thing.
Yes.
I like this because I think this will weed out the weak. I think if any schlub celebrity was watching this before and he's probably thinking, oh, like Justin Bieber, I could feel like he's like, oh, I could probably do this. But after watching that happen and people now go, oh, that could happen to me now, I think that'll weed out. Sort of, and now you'll see more of the serious guy. Now you're kind of seeing like Evander Kane's like, yeah, I'll do this. I'll actually do this now.
He'd be like calling on like Shawn Mendes now, not trying to fight like Jake Paul. It'd be like he'd try to pick somebody in his weight class, probably.
Yeah, right now, Beans from.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
From Even Stevens is calling his agent saying, no, I don't want to do it anymore. Get my name out. So I think this is actually – this whole night actually was the best case scenario for everything. I mean, then the Legends fought Tyson and Jones. They didn't look awful. Tyson looked –
It was a draw, right? Is it – you think it –
It was scheduled a draw? No. It was from the start. This wasn't even billed as a real fight. This was an exhibition anyway. Like, this doesn't go on anyone's record. Yeah. It's the unofficial result was a draw. They just gave that as a charity kind of thing. But – Mike looked good.
Was Tyson trying to knock – like, were they trying to knock each other out, though? Like, even though it was going to be a tie either way, they're still going at each other's heads?
No, Tyson was throwing really well. Tyson looked good. He did his normal bob and weave. Still looked good. Still looked like he had speed. The last thing to go when you're that age is your power, so why not throw like you have it? And that's what he did. He cut off the ring really well. Yeah, he got on the inside, worked Roy's body a lot. Good cardio too. They went the full 8. He didn't look that tired. Jones looked out of it. I think he was treating it like a spar the whole time. And Tyson was like, no, I want to hit you hard.
Yeah.
But credit to Roy, though, he bit down later in the rounds. He made it a fight. He wasn't going to win. He was way below in the scorecards. But he eventually was like, okay, I'm going to quit the clinching because they just clinched the whole first fight.
So what's that, like holding on to each other?
So you get in close. When Tyson gets in close, Roy can't really throw anymore. So he grabs him. And then the ref has to kind of break that up. They can kind of throw little spotty shots in there. Then they get broken up. And Roy wants to keep on the outside. So he jabs, moves, sticks, moves. And then, but Tyson was just cutting off the ring. It was just too much for him. Well, but he did a good job at making it a real fight, though, because he had Tyson a couple combinations. And Tyson even said himself, he said he got hurt by a few of them.
Do you think Tyson had an unfair advantage, though? I heard he was on some performance-enhancing drugs during the fight. He admitted he had a bit of a doobie before the match. What do you think about that?
I think anyone should have. If you're going into a fucking ring against someone and you're in a fight, you should, barring steroids or legit performance-enhancing, you should be able to fucking smoke up a little bit if you want. I don't think it helps with performance. There's no real studies that showed it helps with pain tolerance. Well, I can see that being an argument.
The podcast is made around it. So exactly. He's always a performer under
the influence. There's too many stories of people that have done it, and then they get suspended later on or they get in trouble later on, and the whole time they're just like, I just do it for anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, they just do it to calm themselves a little bit. And that shouldn't be something that – because the other guy can do it too. You can take CBD before, I'm pretty sure. I don't know why you can't take THC before. And CBD, I'm pretty sure, does more for pain relief than THC would. So I don't really understand it fully. But I know you can't even take Tylenol sometimes before. Some commissions are just a joke. But I don't know, man. I thought it was really good. I thought it was the best possible scenarios. I thought you got the highlight. I did not want to see a highlight reel KO in this one between two of these 50-year-olds. Like, that's
scary.
Especially since Roy's taken a lot of punishment in the later years. I think one more could have really been dangerous to his health. And I think even, did you watch the interview after? They're like,
no, I actually.
Tyson's like, oh, yeah, I want to, we'll go again. We'll get Roy back on the court. And then Roy's like, I'll have to talk it over a little bit first. I think I wrote down some possible matchups that they could do after this.
Who are you thinking?
Good ones. I'm thinking Tyson Holyfield 3.
Is that doable?
Revenge of the Year. Oh, yeah. Can Holyfield called him out. Yeah. He's 58. 51 versus 58. That's a little barring, but they're both in good shape. I think it'll be a kind of legends kind of thing. It'll be these exhibition style thing again. I don't think you're going to get a knockout from these. A younger guy, they could put him up with this, Anderson Silva. You might know the name.
Yeah.
Legend in MMA, cut from the UFC now because he's too old, not getting it done. But he wants to box now, I think. And I think this is it's a big name for him.
I heard Cormier name going around too. Is that something that, is that possible? No, I saw that online. I saw that online. I don't know. Not, why not? He wouldn't be close to boxing or?
It wouldn't be fair. Cormier's an MMA guy. He's a wrestler. He's an Olympic level wrestler. It's just not the same. He has good hands, but I don't think he could keep up. And it's retired too. I don't think anyone really wants to see that either. I think a Silva matchup works way better.
Yeah.
I like Holyfield, though. I think they're going to go that route. But I don't know. It depends. Mike Tyson might say, I don't want to do it, my past self. Because I think fucking Holyfield wants revenge. Like, legitimate revenge.
Yeah.
And I think Tyson's kind of focused on just being, like, a good guy. Like, a humanitarian almost now. And I, like, the route he seems to go is about love and peace and inner self-love now is what he's been preaching. So I don't know. We'll see. I think it's intriguing, though. Me and my dad were talking about this, and he lit up when I said Holyfield challenged him. So there's the genuine interest, especially since they can tap into the older demographic with this one.
For sure.
Get the nostalgia views.
You get the kids in with the Jake Paul lead, and then they go in. As soon as the real fight, they'll get their dad, grab a beer from the fridge, and they watch the rest of it.
Just here, I'm thankful for this meeting because I got to hear Stephen A. Smith say Jake Paul. That's so funny. Who thought that would have happened?
Hey,
that's hilarious.
It's 2020.
It's like my dad's asking about him too. It's just like, I'm like, how much? He's like, who is he? I'm like, how much? He's like, who is he? I'm like, how much time do you have? Like, come on, man. Want to watch a couple vlogs? One vlog in, my dad be like, no, fuck this. Just show me the knockout again. The knockout was good.
We're through a couple of the big topics. I think I'm gonna pour myself another one on the rocks here. And then we'll move on to the next topic, if that's okay with you.
Love it.
You sticking with the same beverage?
Just gin now. Woo.
Is that a gin of one of our former presenting sponsors?
It is. It is a Hidden Temple.
Delicious.
I love it, man. It's the only gin I've actually been able to stomach. That's a free promo.
Yeah. As bad as it sounds, that is a good compliment for sure.
The only one I can drink, man. I am not a big gin guy, honestly. But I actually do genuinely like this stuff.
Well, Amanda likes the gin, right? So it's probably always around you.
Big fan.
All right, so I know we talked about it the last couple podcasts, but I think we'd be remiss if we didn't do a bit of a Black Friday post-mortem. Talk about what we bought, talk about what a couple of stats on Black Friday. I don't know if you found any. I found a couple quick ones. Nothing special. Okay. What'd you buy? So did you get any good deals? Any good deals that you can make people jealous that they didn't get? Or were you kind of laying low on the Black Friday?
I laid a little low. I did a couple of Christmas shopping of the list that I have for people. I went down that. I, for myself, went more local. I'm proud of that.
Shop local.
Didn't use Amazon this one time. This one whole week. I was not going to give them money. I bought some, like, just some winter essential stuff. I need I'm really into warmth now over look. Nice. So I went with a lot of sheep wool to keep me warm.
Oh, is that from, like, a local store?
Yeah, there's a local store on the island that my parents
I see.
Have a place at, and my mom told me about it, and they had a website, so I bought some stuff. I thought it was cool. I thought it was unique looking, too. It almost looks better than the stuff you can get off Amazon, but
do they deliver it by carriage there, or what?
No, my mom just sent it home. They just dropped it off at her place.
Oh, hilarious.
They actually did, yeah. I don't know if they might mail it. I don't really know how it fully works.
Well, it wasn't a far walk. Yeah, maybe by, like, probably just down the street, right?
They're probably like, oh, an order, finally. Well, the dust
it was ready in like an hour and a half and already at the door.
Probably, actually. It's probably faster than Amazon's time. Yeah. actually, no, I think I might have bought some underwear off Amazon, actually. So maybe I'm not perfect.
Nobody's perfect, Jack. Nobody's perfect.
I'm trying. Barring that, though, I won't reveal what I got for gifts.
Yeah, I guess you can't really talk about it if it's Christmas. Sorry, I put you on the
spot. I did see a lot of, like, electronic. I saw a lot of appliance deals that I wanted to jump on, but I'm not looking for any right now. But if I was, it would be great. I saw a lot of Soda Streams getting bought. I saw a lot of Keurigs.
Yep. That's a good gift there, probably.
Pretty
good. I got a Kyler Murray jersey. I've officially announced that this year my favorite player is Kyler Murray. I've admitted it from the beginning. I'm a bandwagon football fan, but I'm new to football. I've only been following football. This is my third year, so I got to test the waters, right? It's not like
so you're a Mahomes fan. You're a Chiefs fan.
I like watching the Chiefs. Murray. I think Mahomes is undeniably going to be the best player for the rest of our fun years of our life.
For the rest of my life, Patrick Mahomes.
No, I said for the best player. The fun year, like the where we'll still be going out and watching football rather than just like sitting around with our buddies, which is also a ton of fun, but just hammering wings and then going home at 5 p.m. But yeah, so like I just have a ton of fun watching the Chiefs. The reason why I'm leaning away from Patrick Mahomes is one, his brother is just completely
cocked. Oh, come on. What's his brother doing? What
he's
does
a TikTok
he do
guy. Jack, you haven't seen
him. I know of him.
Jackson
I've seen
Mahomes,
him.
I think his name
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I follow him.
He's too much. He's too much.
What does he do? I know he dances.
He likes
to dance too much.
He dances, yeah.
He dances too much.
I'm not a Jackson Mahomes fan. It's hurting his brother. It's hurting
he's
his
my
brother.
Favorite mom.
Just Mahomes, he's such a nice guy. But I don't know. When he takes off that when he gets on the sideline, just some of the things about him I don't love. Like when you want to cheer for your favorite player, you're like, shit. Like I don't know. Patrick Mahomes, I love watching him, and like if he's ever in the Super Bowl against anyone but my new favorite team, then I'll cheer for the Chiefs for sure. It's like one of those guys who I just like, because I cheered for the Chiefs last year all season, And then he went and won in the photo. And I rubbed it in all my friends who watch football for like 8 years. And I was such a bandwagon. It was just like, it was more of a meme, not me genuinely loving the team. But now I'm going with Kyler, even though I don't think they're going to make any noise. Like,
does he have a brother?
No, not. Well, he could have a brother, TikTok, but I don't think he's a TikTok guy. So I think we're safe. He's just electric. I don't love the Zona jersey, though. I was honestly like, I might have to change my favorite team just because I couldn't find a nice Arizona jersey, but it was a good sale, so I bought it. I love jerseys. One of my addictions, so.
I do like jerseys.
Yeah, I grabbed one of those. I got some Barstool merch.
Did you?
I don't want to be like a Barstool guy. Like, blah, blah, blah,
oh, you're a Barstool guy.
I've been listening to a lot of Barstool, and I was like, I'd actually
now I have to get their shirts if I'm going to listen to them.
I know there's a ton of people buying their merch, but I was like, I had a couple beverages, a couple ones on the rocks last Friday, I think it was. And I was like, fuck it. Like, I watched so the first show, like Spittin' Chiclets, when I was at work, I listened to their podcast literally every single twice a week on the way to work and never like paid any money for it. So I was like, okay, let's get a Spittin' Chiclets shirt. I just got a t-shirt. I was like, okay, I gave back to them. And then one guy, I got something for a family member. So I don't think this family member listens, but I'm not going to talk about it anyways. And then The Dozen, that show, which like we model our trivia after, the guy who runs that, he also has like this lights camera pod where they talk.
Oh, he's that guy?
Yeah. So
I know lights camera.
So I got some of his merch as well. So
what's his merch? What does he have?
He's got some, he's a big, I really shouldn't be saying this actually now that I'm thinking about it, but he's got
some.
I want
to know now.
He's got some good merch. I'm not gonna say it, but it's to do with like a very famous baby in the universe, if you know what I'm talking about, in the TV show universe right now.
I know it immediately, but how did you can do that?
Yeah, I don't understand this either. How all of their merch is based on something, but it's like branded for themselves. I think about
the laws behind that.
I don't understand. I guess if you
we could do that, then we could just have that said baby, and we can make money. How does Disney not murder them?
Yeah, there's gotta be. I don't know.
I think I've seen this now too. I follow them on Instagram, so I've seen the million fucking swipe up ads they do.
Yeah,
and I'm scrolling through them every morning. Yeah. I've seen that too, and I've always actually now wondered. I didn't know it was that though. How the fuck did they get away with that?
Weird. Yeah, well, it's got to be licensing stuff, but yeah, I found it interesting.
Maybe they just changed like the fucking eye color.
Yeah, honestly, it's probably something like that. Online shopping was up 22% year over year.
How is it in the US?
I mean, yeah, but 22% is quite a bit when you're looking at it. Was $9 billion in 2020 is how much you sold online.
Up 22%.
That was over the. I think that was over the whole weekend, though. From
Friday. Oh, wait, for the U.S.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Fucking people probably still went out. Who went out here? I saw people out here.
Shopify was kind of taking a stand against your, like yourself against Amazon. There's a bunch of like tweets about like Amazon. You know, it's called like Amazon Basic or whatever. How that's like their main brand. There.
I used to love that brand too. I don't buy it now.
It's like play on words about how they're basic, I guess. So I thought that was kind of like those two, because Shopify has just gone through the roof over the pandemic, and they're kind of, I think it's to kind of help out small business, right? I mean, although it's not just small business, but their platform allows small businesses to sell. So that's kind of the jab, rather than just more money in Bezos' pocket. Their business model helps small business, but it's still in their pocket regardless, but yeah. Whatever. I just thought it was kind of interesting that people were going at Amazon. That's kind of the trend right now.
Yeah, well, in 20 years when we're eating Jeff Bezos, I can't wait to find out what Jeff Bezos tastes like when I'm grilling his arm.
Well,
I bought off Shopify.
I read in this article as well that store visits had dropped 52% this year on Black Friday. So that's like Bezos wakes up, reads that number, and is just like, just sees the money signs in the mirror. It's insane.
I saw the thing that Von Mills had a line that was huge, but they only let 10 people in. How would they police that?
I'm pretty sure they got some substantial fine. Well, I don't know about substantial, but have. I heard they were getting some fines. I didn't look fully into it because I'm just trying to avoid all of this negative energy sometimes. But I did see a couple articles that were saying that they were having a lot of people, because everyone, I guess Vaughan isn't in the lockdown, so people were going from Peel, going from Toronto, so they could do their shopping in store, right? Because you can't go in store anywhere else.
For people are crazy, man.
You're not essential. I mean, I could see people if they want to shop. I know they're not supposed to do it, but if they're addicted to shopping, they're addicting to deals, they're not going that far to Vaughan. So it's so easily accessible to kind of get away from this rule. I mean, I don't think it's right, but it is something that they can do, although they shouldn't. I mean, I'm not saying they're allowed to either by law. I'm just saying, like, it's so easy for them that just making that decision to do it, I'm not surprised that the malls are packed.
No, neither am I. They're always going to be packed. I'm not an in-store guy anyway, regardless, or even through all this, it's been easier, if anything, for me. Like, stores have just been more accessible almost now, like online at least. Like, you can order things today still and get it very fast. Like, there's no rush for Christmas anymore. Like, they've just doubled the fucking shipping, people.
Yeah.
But so I don't understand the whole, I got to get it now on Black Friday. But I mean, people do their own thing. It's crazy that people really want to risk themselves for a deal. But
I went to Walmart last night. I hadn't gone shopping in a while, but we went and got our stocking stuffers, my mom, my sister.
That's fun. I love stocking stuffers.
Yeah, we still do it. We love the stocking. Like, I'm so lucky. Big socks filled up. And it's awesome because it's everything you need. Like, you're just set for the next year.
Oh, I know. My mom texted me.
Even if it's like underwear and stuff. Yes. Oh, I know.
I'm like, I know I'm getting socks. And I'm like, yes. So I held off.
I know, every time I'm gonna get 100 socks, even though right behind me you can see, the listeners can't, but there's this drawer, this massive drawers here, and they're all filled with socks. But
Nike,
it's like,
Elites.
They're good socks because it's such so easy to get dress socks, right? And I like the dress socks. I just, how many times do I have to dress my feet? Like, I'm gonna have to start wearing them as standard socks.
Oh, I just get the big fucking white Hanes socks.
Yeah, I'm a black sock guy, but. What I was saying,
White Sox family here.
I always have my my feet up, and they got holes in the bottom of the socks because they're just like, I wear them so much. That's why I guess that my parents are going to get me a fuck ton of socks because I've been home with all these holes in my socks. So my mom is going to be listening to this as well, so she's probably going to just pack in the socks now. But nothing wrong with some
good. But you don't get any, and it's just the worst Christmas.
No, ever. I don't. I actually don't think she's going to get me many because she helped me sort my socks when I came and moved out of my apartment. And we were like jamming them into my my closet. So,
oh god.
Anyways, I think that's enough sock talk. Do you want to move on to a bit of NBA talk?
Oh yes.
I mean, it feels a little sacrilegious. We're gonna talk about the NBA without our NBA insider Glenn McFarlane on the show, but he is a busy guy, so we don't want to get him every time. We just have a small, quick, little rundown on the NBA Christmas schedule got dropped.
Yes, they did.
Maybe we'll run through for people who didn't see kind of the graphic they put out about the games. We'll run through that, and then we'll analyze. Really, all you can say is who was missed and who's in there that definitely shouldn't be. So, 12 o'clock slate to start the day is the Pelicans and Heat. So you got Zion versus the Eastern Conference champions. You got the Warriors and the Bucks at 2:30. Warriors were literally in last place last year. Not sure if that's ever been done before, that you finish in last place, then get a Christmas game. Maybe it has, because if there's like a, like, were the Pelicans last year?
I could see it being.
They might have been, now that I'm saying that, just because you get like your Zion.
I could see the Cavs the year after they got LeBron back.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think they did finish last, and then they get LeBron, and now they get the Christmas game. Yep. So that's the last president, I think, that would set that.
And they're in the Bucks, against the Bucks. Sorry, that makes sense.
Just Curry, though. Apparently, people want to see him.
We got the Nets and the Celtics. That makes sense. Nets at least made the playoffs last year, and they have two All-Stars at least coming in. So I think that's got to be a game. Hopefully, they're not injured for that game. The next game, Mavs, Lakers, and then Clippers, Nuggets to end the night. They don't put the two LA teams together. That kind of stinks, in my opinion. I want to see those LA teams together. Nuggets in the final slate, to me, does nothing for me. I don't know why the Nuggets are the, like, why I would much prefer to have the Bucks in that final slate than the Nuggets.
Yeah.
I would, or honestly, or the Nets, I would rather see in the, I would honestly rather see anyone except the Warriors and the Pelicans in that final slate other than the Nuggets. And that's nothing against the Nuggets. They're a good team. Jamal Murray may come out and be like MVP caliber next year. You never know. And they are, I know they're a good team, but Nuggets just doesn't excite me. Like, they don't have that classic LA rivalry. So, and they're not, they don't have a Giannis on their team. So I think that's a bit ridiculous that they're in the final slate, but I will accept it. But I was thinking, I thought maybe they have like East play East and West play West, but that's not even the case because the Warriors play the Bucks, the Heat play the Pelicans. So that's not an excuse for that either. So interesting. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Anyone else you thought was left off?
I'm going to say the Raptors, of course.
Yeah.
That's just because of the bias, but I can see why we're snubbed every year. I don't care anymore. I'm just getting over it. The one time we did get it, I couldn't believe it. And it was awesome. But it was a good game too, so I don't know what happened.
I pulled the schedule. Well, I think the Knicks, didn't they have a game last year?
Fuck, they might have. I don't think that.
Or 2 years ago, maybe. Anyways, maybe 2 years. Beside the fact, I pulled the standings. So the top 20 teams last year. Raptors came in at 2. They were omitted with the Pacers at the 7th ranked team in the league. Pacers doesn't shout anything for me. I'm not that mad that they weren't left out. Another big one, though, was the Rockets were left off.
Yeah.
Really good star team, but there's a bit of uncertainty around who's even going to be there come Christmas. So I can
see that. Still more stars than the Warriors, though.
OKC and Jazz. And a big one for me that it didn't stick out to me right away, but the 76ers were left off. And there's not a lot of firepower. If you said last year at Christmas that the 76ers wouldn't be on the Christmas roster next year, I'd be probably pretty surprised. Because last year, I think I thought that they were going to be one of the top teams for sure. So those are kind of the teams that stuck out for me. The other one, I guess, you could finish it off at the 15th ranked team was Portland. I'd say they didn't finish as well as they thought they were going to finish last year.
I would have liked Portland in these.
You do?
I would have liked Portland in this Christmas games. It's like more than the Pelicans. I would rather watch Portland play than the Pelicans.
I think I would like Utah in there, the 76ers, the Portland, and then the Raptors. I mean, yeah. I would like the Raptors in there the most.
I would take out the Pelicans and Warriors.
Yeah.
The only two teams I think should be taken out of this are the Pelicans and the Warriors, just because they're not that good now. But I get it, though. Zion gets views. I guess people really want to see Curry. He might not even play. That's
James Wiseman too.
Now. I guess you want to see James Wiseman. I'll run it down. So the start one with the Pelicans and the Heat. I don't mind that game. I like the Heat. I like when they do the rematches. I like when they do the final. I would love to see Lakers Heat again.
Yeah, good point.
If they're not going to do the Lakers again,
just as good, if not better.
Exactly. And then you could just put the Mavericks against. Or you could even do Clippers, Lakers again, and then put the Mavericks and the Nuggets. I think Mavericks, Mavs, Nuggets is still a good game.
It's a good game, man. That's.
I get Clippers and Nuggets. I get Clippers and Nuggets. Yeah, I get Clippers and Nuggets to kind of close it off. I get to rival if they want to maybe build a new rivalry. Not
don't
just go
they
with the
usually
classic tropes.
Put the best game at like the 8 o'clock slate though? Isn't that the major game?
Yeah,
and then they Lakers. Have kind of a slower one last. Yeah, exactly. So. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Lakers get the primetime slot. No doubt about that. They deserve that no matter what. Even if they didn't win the championship, they would still get this time slot. The Mavericks is cool, though. I actually don't mind the Lakers game at all. Seeing Luka against the former champs. It's good views right there. I would have preferred to see the Clippers or maybe even, like I said, the Heat. Warriors-Bucks is nothing for me.
Well,
I don't think I'll even tune into that.
Another thing you want stars in these games, right? Because it's not just who
you
have
the
best the game.
Stars, really.
But you want to sell jerseys is what you want to sell. So if you look at all these
Curry's jerseys,
you have those Christmas jerseys. So are you going to sell a jersey with the Warriors? You're going to sell a jersey with the Pelicans.
100%.
The Heat.
Yes.
Does Jimmy Butler sell jerseys? I guess
I think
he must.
I think Tyler Herro could easily.
The Heat have to be in there because they also finished second makes sense that they're in there, but I don't think the Heat necessarily sell jerseys, but all the rest of the teams there Luca probably sells global jerseys as well, which is really
top five, I'm pretty sure.
Last year. Clippers, I don't think the Raptors sell jerseys.
No, we don't have a guy.
So that makes sense.
No, we don't have a guy. Yeah, if we still acquire, we would definitely be getting our Christmas game.
Yeah. I don't think Utah sells jerseys, but Philly probably would sell some jerseys. If you're looking at it that way.
Who in the Celtics? Tatum?
Yeah, Tatum. Tatum's got to be there. He's top player in the league.
Yeah, but are you buying a Tatum jersey over
Jimmy Butler jersey? They finished top four this year, and they're the Celtics.
That's true. It is true.
So they got to be in there. But I see what you're saying. They don't have that guy.
They don't have the guy. I'd say the Heat are way more deserving than the Celtics to stay there. Yeah, I like that. The Nuggets, it's just – I feel so bad for them just because they fucking – but I don't mind. I will tune into that game, the Clippers-Nuggets. I'll watch that game for some revenge for embarrassing them last season.
I don't know what it's going to look like for Christmas this year, but there's nothing better than enjoying some food, spending time with family, and having a basketball in the background literally all day, placing some bets on it too. Like, I like to get a nice Christmas basketball pool going, maybe some prop bets and stuff like that. So,
always
a good day. Yep. So we got to get a pick 'em going for that.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, this is. Oh my God. I was
prime time pick 'em.
I almost forgot about the. I'm not into the gambling as much as I used to be, but I might jump back in for this one just because this is a parlay dream.
Yes, it is a parlay dream. That's for sure.
A parlay dream for matchups. I think this is. If the season keeps going the way it's going, this is the easiest matchups, I think. Besides the Celtics. You don't know with that team. But I think this is a
simple parlay. No, their Celtics are going to be excellent this year. I don't have any doubt in the Celtics. Like,
oh, I do just because they're not going to have Kemba for the first little bit.
And I did Nets see that.
They're
going to
have all of their team. That's why I think it's a simple parlay. But that's neither here nor there.
Let's not.
If I were to bet, I would.
Let's not get talking about this. Next year. Yeah, we'll save that for our. Our season predictions podcast. Let's not talk too much NBA anymore.
Marinate.
I think we had some good discussion there. Any other topics you wanted to run by for the rest of the podcast? I know we had a bunch of things happening over the last week, but is there one other one that stuck out to you that you wanted to speak on?
We have a couple things, I guess, we have listened to. I don't know much about Rogers Center. There's no outcry for it being torn down, I noticed.
Yeah, well...
I know it was the Sky Dome, and then they renovated. But there's still classic moments here. Like, people aren't crazy about...
So there's two sides. Like, I think it's not a nice arena. It's not a nice field. And if you want to get free agents, you should probably have a nice field. But I don't know how long the turnover is to make... the arena. And then there's the other people, the other side, who are like, fuck no, we don't need an arena. This is going to come out of taxpayers' money. And it's also going to be like a nuisance. Like, could you imagine how's the demolition go for a building that's in the middle of that's that big and in the middle of downtown? I mean, I'm not a demolition expert here, but that seems
I think this one would be, I know this will definitely take a lot of time and it'll definitely take
need to get our demolition insider in here to help us out. You know,
we should find some dude. Yeah. Yeah, we should find some. We'll go through the back pages maybe. This is a weird one though. You're right but this is also like the perfect time to do it because there's nothing going on.
Like, yeah, but I don't.
You're not gonna have a sports event.
I don't think it's a for thing a long that can time. Happen in a year though. It's like
I don't think it will happen in a year, but I think this is the best time to start it if you're gonna do it.
Yeah, well,
you're gonna do it. Just do it.
This takes like a ton of government approval, stuff like that. Like this project can't happen in under 5 years, can it?
No.
Am I going crazy? I'm totally guessing.
I like, do not know. What was it like when they took down Maple Leaf Gardens?
But I don't know. They just turned it into a Loblaws.
You're right. Yeah, they didn't demolish it though.
But
I remember there was outcry for that. I just can't believe there wasn't like. You know, like sentimental people, they usually always like when Leaf Garden went down, you knew about it. Like everyone, don't ruin it. You're gonna ruin the memory. Everyone was like, I don't give a fuck with the Rogers.
I think it's maybe is it because it's in the same spot?
Maybe it's gonna keep the same.
It's gonna keep the same name. I think it would be dope if they went down to the waterfront. That's what I would want to do. Like not too far. Yes. You still want to be able to walk from Union, but if they could somehow get that on the waterfront, because there's not that much happening. Like if you. you walk along there, you got some restaurants, but if you plop that near Amsterdam and give Amsterdam 5 more floors, that place would be packed every single day of the weekend.
Yeah.
No matter how many seats you had, that place would be packed. That'd be so sick.
And my absolute, this could be another topic of discussion. My favorite field, my favorite venue of like, not even baseball, but I guess like, what's the San Fran one?
We should know this.
Is it Tropicana Field?
No, it's not Tropicana
Field. That's Tampa.
That's Tampa. It was there. Shittiest field.
That is a terrible field. But the San Fran one has like the you can kayak out and find catch balls from the, it's so cool. It's something to do with like a bot. I remember there's like this one old school like baseball game that was super arcadey.
And you like I hit
a home run, and if it hit a certain thing, a bottle would go out. Like when a bottle would go crazy.
When we did trivia, also trivia. I blurted out, so I should know.
Mm-hmm. That is my absolute favorite field. I don't know the name though.
But, Segway, something way, Oracle Park. I was not close at all. Oof,
they must have changed the name.
I would not remember that.
I forget what it was called. I think it was like the Covey Cove.
It's AT&T.
But it was back when Barry Bonds would hit like a bunch of home runs. I always thought it was really cool.
It's AT&T, right? That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's part of the street.
Why does it say Oracle Park when I Google it?
Oracle. Anyways, maybe
we need a producer on this show.
Fuck. Yeah, if anyone wants to. We'll pay you nothing. No, but yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. So putting it by the water would be immediately yes for me.
Shit.
What?
Rockets reportedly deal Russell Westbrook to the Wizards for John Wall with a first rounder. All right, we're gonna do a first thing on this podcast ever. I'm gonna give Glenn a FaceTime call right now. We're gonna bring in our insider and see what he has to say. What do you think?
Yeah, I love it. I'll just go while you're doing that. I guess there is no loyalty anymore. They said they wouldn't trade him. They said, but both GMs said they wouldn't trade each other. That's funny, man. That's crazy. Poor John Wall.
Do you have the details on the trade, Jack?
I'm looking. Poor John, man. I was just about to ask you what it was for.
Uh-oh. We're not getting a ring. We're not getting a ring back here. Oh, here he is. Hey. What's going on, Glenn? You're here live on the Talk on the Rocks podcast. Do you have a minute to chat as our NBA insider? All right. Well, you're not going to be able to hear Jack here, but he can hear you. Have you been checking your phone recently?
On and off. Why?
Because there was just a massive blockbuster trade in the NBA, and we're just looking for your quick 2-minute take on it. Because we just saw it come through as we were recording this podcast. Don't worry, we'll only keep you for a minute or two. But did you see the trade on your phone yet?
No, I'm just checking my. Oh my God. Westbrook to the Wizards for John Wall, eh?
Yeah, that's massive, eh? I did not see that coming through, that's for sure.
Neither did I.
What are your first thoughts?
My first thoughts are, is John Wall healthy?
I mean, personally, I don't think he was going to miss the full season, was he?
I don't think so.
So
the Rockets also get the first round pick, but not till 2023. That's interesting. I kind of like that trade. It kind of shakes it up for both teams. Like, I think that's honestly a pretty fair trade.
Yeah, because what is to prove? Like, Westbrook's kind of stale right now as a player, but I guess Wall has been injured. So it's really a lot of uncertainty.
It evens out minus that pick.
But if you were to pick a team that you'd favor, who would you pick?
Who
won the trade?
I'd probably say. Wait, who got the pick?
Who got the pick, Jack?
Houston has agreed to a trade. Russell Westbrook to Washington for John Wall and a first-round pick. So yeah. Houston gets the pick.
They get Russell and the pick. I mean, personally.
Houston gets the pick, right?
Houston gets the pick.
No.
Is it the opposite?
Houston Rockets have agreed to trade Russell Westbrook to the Washington Wizards in exchange for John Wall and a 2023 protected first-round pick.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry. Yes. So
No, I think
Houston.
Houston gets the pick.
Houston gets the pick. That's
what happens when you call me live. Houston gets the pick. And John Wall.
I can't even read.
You know what? If John Wall was healthy, I would say – Houston definitely won that trade.
Okay. Well, thanks for hopping on with last minute notice here, Glenn. We appreciate it as always, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Sounds good.
Thanks.
That's crazy.
All right, that's a good live reaction. I just said it. We're not gonna have Glenn.
I can't believe that.
We're not gonna have Glenn on the podcast, but that's one of those moments where you just need to give him a call, and of course, he answers when he's called. So, live reaction. He said Houston, right, is the winner of that trade.
That's what he said.
So they get the pick and John Wall.
Wow.
I mean, Beal and Russell Westbrook is
definitely not
a bad combo. That's for sure.
I think that complements him way more.
They can both get to the rim, but Beal's that outside shooter doesn't miss.
That's a fucking fair trade. Yeah. You don't really know what you're getting with John Wall, but John Wall's game, I think, complements, complements Harden way more.
If they're together, like, we got to get them in the Christmas game. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, we just said they didn't deserve it, too. Oh, we should get the Wizards in there, too. Jesus, damn. Oh, fuck. That's a good trade, though.
Another star out east.
Yeah, the pick. Ah, fuck yeah! Now the Wizards. Yeah, and they're getting the guaranteed point guard. Yeah, fuck. Wow. And reunites Wall and Boogie.
Wow, that's amazing. Just looked down at my phone. I saw that. I couldn't believe it. I had to take a second take. We're almost. I mean,
like John Wall too, man. If he's healthy, that's a really good. That's a good fit, I think, for him.
Yeah.
You're gonna pick Houston again, I guess, eh?
I might have to now. You never know. John Wall and Harden sounds pretty tasty, but they did me
that's a good one.
Dirty last year, so I don't know about that.
And with Beal and Russ, I think that's a very – I'm not too sure what else they have as far as options. I know they have a pretty good rookie. That Royu guy is pretty good.
Got Thomas Bryant. Is he still on the team?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yep, no, they still have Thomas Bryant. Yes, that's a good center. That's a complimentary piece. That's a good piece. I think that's a good duo for the East now. That and they're
Westbrook's,
very
Westbrook's getting all this hate. Like,
no, Westbrook doesn't.
He's a good player.
He was like, he just rushed an injury, I think.
And he's also playing with like Harden, who's such a he's a good player, but he's like a player who leads. You know what I mean? Like
Harden seems like a player. He's still a triple double. Like, come on,
don't shoot a three and just pass to Beal and he's golden.
Exactly. I understand the slander and I did slander him, but I know Westbrook's still really good.
You definitely. We'll run the tapes back and see what you had to say about Russell Westbrook when I picked him as my winner.
We can, yes, but that was also in a time where I am a bigger Lillard fan.
Yeah. And
I think he's way better than Westbrook. So
I think
more on the Lillard.
I think 80% to 85% of people should agree with you. I don't know if they
back
would.
Back then, people didn't, man.
Yeah.
Back
no, then, people didn't. I know what you're saying.
I think he's great. He's box office, man. He's the best point guard in the league. Yeah. I think that's a good that's a fucking good trade though, man. And that's funny that I never thought those two would get traded just because both GMs publicly and both players said I want to stay.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone said I want to trade. I don't think a GM said they wanted the trade.
It was supposed to be Harden that was getting traded, wasn't it? I mean there wouldn't be any picks over that way if there was Harden.
That's two LA boys in Houston.
It'd be more than one pick. Yeah.
I mean it was two LA boys already, but I even wow. another one.
Hmm. How's that for a nice live reaction on the podcast?
It just depends on health, this one. Yeah. For both players, realistically. I think it's really good for Washington, though, man. I think Washington's finally gets to shake something up and see what they can do now since they really haven't had a point guard for, what, this almost 2 years now.
Yeah, that's – it's too bad, right? Because those are two excellent players in Beal and Wall. And they've just had bad luck. And I mean, you could say some of it was bad management too, but
and the players just didn't.
They were good.
Like those two were beefing a lot, like subliminally.
I was scared.
It was not a good fit. I don't think
they almost beat the Raptors that year. I couldn't tell when was that, like 2015, 2016.
For two players that don't get along, they get it done.
Yeah,
like they're good. Yeah, no, they almost they did. They gave us a really good scare.
It was seven games.
They were the trailblazers of the. The fucking East, man. No one wanted to match up with them.
Oh yeah, they were they were too good to be in that seed, anyways. So that was
bad
luck to face them.
Yeah, you didn't want them, and it took a really good team to beat them. But man, fuck. Yeah, that's really
big
weird.
Trade.
Thank God they waited for us to start recording.
Exactly. So do you want to? I think that's a pretty good topic to end it on. I don't think we want to go talk about
that's
some random
exciting.
Little topic there. Any final remarks before we sign off today on this one on the rocks?
Lakers in five.
Hey, save that for the next podcast. All right. On that note, thank you to Houston and thank you to Washington for making that trade and spicing up our podcast. And thanks to our insider, Glenn McFarland, for hopping on and giving us an immediate reaction. He might have just got off the dinner table and came in entered our calls.
Yeah, poor guy. You're like, you want his phone? He's like, no, I just turned it on.
Hey.
Oh, poor guy.
He's on the team. He's 100% in. That's what you like to see.
That is true. All right. Good answer.
Thanks to everyone for listening. We showed you our Spotify Wrapped. We went over the big boxing fights. We talked about Black Friday. We talked about the Christmas schedule for the NBA. And we ended it off with an amazing trade. So I think we'll end it there. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a great night. Peace.